This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been 10 days since the earthquake in southeastern Iran that leveled the city of Bam and many surrounding villages. As many as 35,000 people died in the quake, and thousands more were hurt. Relief aid has poured in from around the world, but many questions remain about the future of the affected area. NPR's Lauren Sheets is in the region. How many people are left in Bam?
Well, increasingly, Bam is looking like a ghost town in many areas. Of course, up to 35,000 people died in this earthquake. That's more than a third of the population. In addition, we've seen tens of thousands of people streaming out of the city over the past few days, taking what belongings they've been able to dig out of the rubble with them. They prefer to take up residence with relatives in neighboring provinces, neighboring towns. This, of course, being an area where people have large extended families, which they've always been able to rely upon. So at most, you have 20 to 30,000 people in Bam itself, 20 to 30% of the population left.
What's the status of the relief effort?
Well, it's a major relief effort, of course. The Iranian authorities have now divided the city of Bam into 21 different regions, and each one of those regions has been assigned a counterpart area from across Iran. Those regions are supposed to assist these individual districts in Bam, trying to get back to normal, digging up the rubble, trying to assist in terms of humanitarian needs, shelter, food. Of course, most people who are left behind are still left living in these drafty tents, which have been handed out by the international community and by the Iranian authorities. There are also more permanent tent cities, 12 of them being built at points around Bam. Those places already are having plumbing installed. Supplies of fresh water have been brought in, are being brought in, and they will be connected to electricity in the end. The workers you talk to, the humanitarian aid workers, they say that people's very, very basic needs now are met, that they have, most people at least, have some very basic shelter, tents, and some access to food and water. But there have been coordination problems, coordinating especially between the Iranian authorities and this massive international aid effort on the ground. Of course, all of these different countries bringing in different types of supplies, shelter, medical equipment, food, and the Iranian authorities say that's been one of their biggest problems, just trying to figure out who is bringing what where at what time.
And how are the people of Bam coping with this?
It's quite amazing, actually. When you talk to people, of course, there is a sense of frustration on the part of many. Often they will tell you that they're very grateful that the help which has come in both from across Iran and across the world, and they're very, very keen and very eager to rebuild their city. This city, of course, Bam, a very historic place. There's a citadel here, a fortress, which is over 2,000 years old. They know that their city has real historic significance, and they say it's something which belongs to all of humanity and all of civilization, and they want their city to rebuild, and they're ready to start right away. So a real amazing sense of hearty resilience on the part of many people who you meet.
What's their long-term outlook?
The victims will tell you that they're very concerned that over the next month, when international interest fades in this story and the international community looks at other tragedies around the world and other humanitarian emergencies, that these people will simply be forgotten, and they don't entirely trust the Iranian authorities to be up to the task of providing them with rebuilding their city and providing them with long-term emergency need. Everyone has lost their means of livelihood in Bam. And they feel that there has to be a long-term international commitment, and quite frankly, many people doubt whether that commitment will be forthcoming.
What about the U.S. contribution to the relief effort? How's that been received?
That's been received extremely well here. The Americans on the ground, and there's an emergency medical team, as well as people distributing other types of humanitarian aid. They've been simply amazed at the response that they've gotten. Very warm response, both from the Iranian authorities on the ground, as well from the locals. And I visited the medical tent, the medical emergency field hospital, which the American doctors have set up here just yesterday. They have lines of people outside, not just people with earthquake-related injuries, but all people with all sorts of medical problems. And they've chosen to come to the Americans rather than going to some of the other relief organizations and countries who've set up emergency medical facilities here, or to Iranian facilities which have been set up by the government. And when you talk to people, and this includes the reception which I've gotten personally, it's just a very, very warm reception, both in terms of the aid workers and in terms of Americans in general on the ground here.
NPR's Lauren Sheets in southeastern Iran.